You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
I'm also here with Dan Grosvenor from Five Star Auto Plaza. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, guys.
So, Dan, when it comes to buying a car, you guys showed us a fantastic list that I love, the Five Stars 5-Point Car Buying Guide. So let's go through this list because I think that people are out there that want to buy a car, they need to know exactly what to look for.
Yeah, you know, Doug, and it's funny that people will spend all this time on the internet and they'll try to compare and think they're comparing apples to apples. They have this idea that they know exactly what they want, but then when they get out and they actually get to the real shopping, they're not really asking the important questions.
Well, and one of the first things I would recommend, and it sounds like we're in agreement on this, is don't buy a new car.
Well, you know, and I need people to buy new cars because that's how
you
cars
get
used.
Cars.
Yeah, that's my used car, my used car factory, I like to call it.
Right.
But no, because we talked about this in another segment that, you know, the value that you lose just
right.
in that first
right.
year
oh my
is
gosh,
incredible.
Yes.
Right. The depreciation sure. is amazing on a new car, and that's great for someone else to buy, just not you.
Absolutely.
Just don't do it.
Absolutely.
So don't buy the new car. So we've established that. So buy a used car.
Yes.
And not just because that's what you sell, but financially, I'm saying that from an independent third-party standpoint, I'll never buy a new car. It just doesn't make sense financially.
And we can give you all kinds of reasons as to why.
Right.
All right.
Okay, so the next thing I would ask is, when it comes to a high-mileage car, and Tim, you asked, I'll let you actually ask this because you and I were talking about it earlier.
Because the difference between like a high mileage on the highway miles versus high mileage in the city miles. Because my car, I have a high mileage, but mine's all highway.
Well, you know, and it's funny, people, because occasionally we'll get in cars that are a year, maybe 2 years old, mm-hmm. that'll have slightly higher miles. And it freaks people out.
Right.
Even though the price reflects it. I mean, even though it's...
Well,
it's
my blue book value's down lots.
Well, and so that's, yeah, that's what drives it, right?
Right.
So you can own a newer body style, you know, the better technology, and it may have slightly higher miles. Now, again, pay less for that car, sure.
Right.
But you mentioned as far as highway versus city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the heck does that mean to me? It sounds like somebody, you know, mm-hmm. sounds like
right.
a cliche.
Right.
Well, and the difference is, yes, there's still those miles on that car, but if you're always on the highway, the transmission's not shifting, you know, your suspension isn't being worked, the brakes aren't being worked.
Right.
Yeah, so it's if you're on a nice, smooth highway the entire time, the wear and tear just isn't the same.
Right.
Well, and certain things with wear and tear, like the wear and tear from weather, happens because of time.
Right.
So
right.
it's the time you take a 10-year-old vehicle or a 15-year-old vehicle, you know, even a 5-year-old vehicle has had a lot more weather on it.
You know, especially when we're in the St. Louis area where we have extreme heat, we have
mm-hmm.
cold, we have salt.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, we really have the
all the elements
absolutely.
Going against us. And also, just to mention on mileage, just because it has low mileage doesn't mean it was driven properly. It could have been given to a teenage boy.
Or maintained. was the oil changed?
You know.
Was it? Absolutely. No,
right.
no question.
All right. So let's get into this list because it's the five-star 5-Point Car Buying Guide, which is available for download on our website. If you visit DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeMan. Look for 5 stars, 5-Point Car Buying Guide, and we're gonna list that as a PDF for download for you. So, Dan, what's number one on your list?
Well, and we kind of just touched on it, Doug, as far as, you know, how many miles has it been driven. You know, it doesn't tell the whole story, so don't just
right.
let that be your only
right,
disqualifying factor.
Question that has to be asked, though.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
The first question, how many miles?
Exactly right. You know, the next one is how is it equipped? Again, as people are home shopping, comparing prices on the internet, figuring out, you know, the example I always use is the Chevy Impala. It's just
right.
a very common, you know, good, there's tons of them out there. So you take a Chevy Impala LT, they're not all equipped the same. Does it have the leather? Does it have the
mm-hmm.
moonroof? And if it does,
right.
do you necessarily need a moonroof?
Right.
You're going to pay for it.
Right.
And what we find is most people don't use the moonroof that they feel they need and that they pay for.
Right. Well, and how about a navigation system? That's one I see that Those are expensive.
And people insist on it. And again, if that's what you want,
right,
and you're going to use it,
right,
that's great. It's right there for you, and there you go. But, yeah, I agree with you, Doug, because you have to update the navigation system.
Right.
Well, I have one in my pocket right now that is updated.
Absolutely.
It was updated yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, the smartphone is going to be much better. And now they give turn-by-turn directions.
Absolutely.
On them.
Right.
Almost all of them.
Right. But and you do pay. I mean, it generally is, you know, $600 to $1,000 extra in ads for that navigation.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy. So that goes in with the, you know, how's the car equipped is number two. What's number three?
Well, the car's overall condition. Again, going back to sitting and comparing, you know, cars on the internet and even over the phone, what's its overall condition?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are the seats stained? Are the seats
mm-hmm.
worn? Is the carpet worn?
Right.
Are there scratches? It kind of gives you a good indication of, you know, how is this car taken care of throughout its life
right.
up to this point?
Right.
Okay, so I was going to ask that question. Is why, not just why is it important, because is there more to it than just the fact that you don't want a car with a bunch of dings in it, somebody's smoke cigarettes in the car and they burn the seats, you know, in a few spots. Is that a good indicator of other things that may be going on?
Could possibly be. Again, if you get into the car and there's stains all over the seats. Now, if a smoker owned it and you're a smoker and that doesn't bother
right.
you and the car still looks good,
mm-hmm.
well, then that's not a, that doesn't
right.
deplete its value to you. But if there's, you know, coffee stains in the front seat, the back seat, that person obviously
right.
didn't care about that vehicle, so chances are they didn't care about the maintenance either.
Well, and yeah, because when you care about a vehicle, you fix those things.
Or you don't do it in the first place.
Right. You don't do it in the first place. Right.
Right.
You don't smoke in your car. You don't.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. But again, if you're a smoker and that's what you do, it doesn't, that's fine. So again, it goes back to, you may have the you know, the 2012 Chevy Impala LT,
mm-hmm.
that the price may look great. You actually have to go out there and touch it, feel it, smell it, like you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
And make sure that you're comparing apples to apples.
Well, and can you tell if a car's been garaged or not by looking at it, really?
Can you tell if it's been garaged?
Yeah.
You know, you can, again.
And does that even matter?
Well, going back to the elements thing we
mm-hmm.
mentioned, you know, as far as looking at the paint, looking
right.
at the luster
mm-hmm.
and things like that. But does it really matter? You know,
not necessarily
if the
that
car
much.
No, if the car okay. looks good.
And something that might matter is if it's been in an accident. How would I know that?
Well, you know, and with that, that's something that you do need to know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of ways. One, you can get one of the vehicle history reports, you know, the Carfax or the auto checks. They don't always necessarily tell you whether it's been in an accident or not.
Okay.
Now, so what you'll oftentimes have to do, even if it doesn't show in the report, you know, look at the paint, look at it in different angles,
mm-hmm.
look at it in different lights.
Right.
You know, does one body panel have maybe a little different look to it or a little
right.
different texture to it?
Right.
Now, with all that said, just because the fender may have had a little paint work done to it doesn't necessarily mean it's not a car you should buy.
Right.
It doesn't make it necessarily
right.
a bad car. But you need to know, because there again, that could decrease that value, which you would pay now. And then also when you go to resell it, again, that could decrease
mm-hmm.
its value. But
right.
doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad car.
Right. Well, and even if it's had a previously salvaged title, something you may want to know about.
Well, you absolutely
been in an accident.
Frankly, previous salvage.
That's a much bigger deal.
Boy, that's a huge deal.
That's a whole other topic.
That's another show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time. That's a branded title. That's
yeah.
right.
That has to be disclosed
right.
every
right.
time without fail, no
right.
question.
Well, so and that all kind of leads to number four on your list. Is there a warranty? How common is it for a used car to have a warranty?
Well, you know, and that is something you definitely need to ask. You know, first of all, is there even a warranty? If there is, what's warrantied and how much is
mm-hmm.
left? Because, you know, if you're looking
at... How much time is left
right.
on the warranty?
Mm-hmm. Well, because or if the factory warranty is expired, is the person or dealership that you're buying it from providing one for you?
Okay.
So, you know, for instance, all the different car manufacturers, some of them have, you know, drivetrain warranties that are 100,000,
right.
10 years, 100,000 miles. Some of them have, you know, warranties that are just for the initial buyer, and then the second buyer, it's a little shorter. It's
mm-hmm.
just, there's lots of different warranties.
Now, should I be paying for a warranty?
Yeah,
sorry.
I was going to say, what does that cost?
Well, now, to be clear, a warranty is something that just comes with the car. So
okay.
you as the buyer don't pay for a warranty. Now, if you were to pay for extended coverage, that's
okay.
called a service contract.
Okay, okay, so there's a legal difference between the two.
There is.
Yeah. So a warranty is free.
Yes.
And a service contract we pay for.
That is correct.
That's for a buyer, of course.
Right. And then at a car dealership, it is a federal law. It has to have a federal buyer's guide. It's the same across in all 50 states. It has to be displayed in the window as to what the dealership is providing as warranty.
Okay.
So, you know, ours, if it doesn't have the factory warranty, all of ours will say 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty. And if it has a balance of factory warranty, we'll let you know what that is.
So that's just standard for you guys, is to offer that.
They'll have at least that at the very minimum, even if there is no factory warranty. And we also have service contracts, quite a menu of various levels of coverage, depending on what you're buying.
Okay, so if somebody wants more information on that, we'll let them contact you guys directly to get your expertise on it, because I want to get to number five here.
Okay.
Number five, tell us what number five is.
Well, bottom line, guys, is you know, does the car make you happy?
Right.
Is it the car that one, is it going to fit your financial situation? You know, is it a car that fits in your budget? You know, but beyond that, is it a car you're comfortable with? Is it a car that, you know, if you absolutely hate the color and there's a something that pokes you in the back every time you sit on it,
right?
You know, it might have been a quote-unquote great deal. But if it doesn't fit you, you're going to hate it, and you're going to regret the purchase. So that, again, goes back to, as you're sitting there looking online, you really got to get out, feel, touch, and, again, some cases, smell these cars.
Well, I tell you, as somebody, I have a bad back.
Sure.
And certain cars, you know, may look good on paper to me, but when I get in it, the seat's just not comfortable.
Well, you know, and it's funny, less than 20%, it's an NADA statistic, less than 20% of the people that go out and let's say I want to buy a 2012 Impala green, less than 20% of those people will wind up buying a 2012 Impala. They always wind up, because of what you just mentioned, you may have never sat in a 2012 Impala, but once you do, that seat doesn't feel right or whatever.
It's not what you're looking for.
But the Ford Taurus feels great to you, and that's just how it goes down.
Interesting. Well, that's great information, and I want to encourage everybody, go to our website, go to DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com, and download 5 stars, 5-point car buying guide, to make sure that your next shopping experience, you're armed and dangerous with this information. Dan, I definitely appreciate you coming in and arming our listeners with this information, because I think it's great.
This was a fun one. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Coming up, hear my 2013 year in review, where I'll give my forecast on how to move forward in 2014. You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid.